Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Nice little win last night.
Not bad. It looked like Arkansas was going to hang around and make that a tough game. Because the first half, they did.
Yeah.
It was only a three-point game at halftime. And then Kentucky scored 56 points in the second half.
I know. It was like, oh, they're not gonna hit their average tonight.
Yeah.
Well, then they did.
Yeah. They hit them with the knockout punch, which came after the guy stepped on Briscoe.
Yeah.
You poked the bear. Stepped on Briscoe, and now it's for real. You know, we get these kind of games against opponents like you all the time, and sometimes we're just going through the motions. But now you woke us up, and we're gonna show you the full force of this Kentucky basketball
team. It was a little chippy last night.
It's because Arkansas is dirty.
Yeah, it did get a little chippy.
It didn't have to be, but Arkansas, they stepped on Briscoe, they hit Monk in the midsection, and then Bam had that guy mess with him a little bit.
Yeah.
So those are three, with none of them instigated by Kentucky. I mean, the one with Briscoe, he takes a charge, he's laying on the ground, and the guy, he looks down at his foot.
Yeah, okay. He knew.
Yeah. If he hadn't looked down at his foot, because his foot was laying on Briscoe, armpit basically, and so when he picks it up, he had looked down to check where it was, so he knew exactly where he was stepping.
And De'Aaron Fox watched him do it.
Yes. That's all he needed to see. And then Monk is running across the baseline, and one of Arkansas's players comes baseline and just throws a jab at him on his way by, and then after he throws the jab, he throws his hands up in the air as if he had been fouled.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Monk is bent over. And with Bam uses the elbow all the time, which big men do. That's how you get space in there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not throwing an elbow. He's not throwing an elbow. He's just keeping them at an angle to where if you...
To create space.
Yeah. So there was nothing there with the move where the elbow hits the guy in the gut a little bit. That's part of
basketball
in the lane. And so, again, it was Arkansas creating the mess. So, could be something that Kentucky sees again and again this season. But it kept their cool pretty good.
Another convincing victory. And, you know, Cal was even asked in the postgame show, you know, what's there to believe, or what's there to say that, like, you aren't going to just roll through the SEC and win every game by 20, 30 points.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't have that great of an answer. That was Jerry Tipton of the Herald Leader who said, Cal, why should we believe that you're not just better than everybody else? A lot better. Well, I mean...
We're not there yet. We're not as good as we could be.
I don't believe that. Yeah. Got a long way to go, but the SEC is also pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Arkansas is not going to the tournament, I don't think. They might if they...
And they're probably one of the... They're in the top half.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I mean,
they're teams in the SEC.
Calipari made sure everybody knew they were 25 in the RPI.
And now they were 12-3.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess Arkansas is one of the top five teams.
You know, they're not going to keep a Power 5 conference. They're not going to just only put in a couple of teams. I mean, there's going to be teams that don't deserve to get in from the SEC that will get in, I think.
Yeah. Three or four. I don't think five, but maybe. Could be five. I don't know. Kentucky is now 3-0 in the SEC with wins of 23-42, 26 points. Career high for Fox, though. 27 points. 10 of 16 shooting, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. Perfect from the free throw line.
Yeah.
7 of 7.
He and Derek Willis, probably the stars of the show last night, I would say.
Definitely. Willis, what did he hit? 3 threes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 15 points, 6 of 8, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks in 19 minutes. 19 minutes!
Yeah.
He scored 15 efficient. Points. But Mike Anderson said that Willis haunts us. Says that, you know, he played well in Fayetteville last year, and then he said, when I watch tape of him, doesn't seem like he shoots it that well. And then we show up, and he's on fire.
Also, you leave him wide open a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, it's...
They did do that. Willis said in the post game that he was given 10 or 15 feet.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So...
I might hit one if given that kind of space.
Yeah. I
probably won't, but...
Let's listen to John Calipari, the his opening comments there. He was asked about Malik Monk and, you know, kind of how Monk played. Because, you know, Monk still got double figures, but, you know, it wasn't a great game for him, obviously. 4 of 10 shooting, 0 for 5 from 3. First game this season not hitting a 3. But Calipari kind of expected it playing against his home state school.
Well, Malik played pretty good, I thought. 15 and 8. I mean, that's... Oh, you mean Malik Monk? Oh, that kid. Well, here's what I said after. De'Aaron Fox was ridiculous. He's been doing extra work. He's been coming to practice early, not by choice. And he has really been working, and it showed in the game. And I said to the guys, what do you want to say to him? Do this every night, man. Play this way. This is who you are. I thought... Our defense was good. I thought Derek Willis was outstanding, getting better defensively, getting better rebounding the ball. And then I said after, I said, look, Malik, it's really hard playing your hometown team. Just hard. And how you played good. You got a tough foul that it was on him, and it was a foul. He had no discipline. He went and got a second one in the first half. But I said, look, we took Tony Barbie home when I was at UMass. Tony was a heck of a player. He went 1 for 12 at Purdue. It's hard to play those kind of games. You can say it's not hard, but it's really hard. He did good, though.
Glad we got that in there at the end.
Yeah, Fox, if he plays like that, I mean, he's got a chance to, I mean, to do that every night, you would think.
It's one thing to play your hometown school or team or you know, a school that recruited you. It's another thing, I feel like, in this case, because, I mean, even, you know, Mike Anderson said there's a, you know, that's why we've been recruiting him since the ninth grade.
Yeah.
We know this is not Arkansas versus Malik Monk, you know, got, you know.
He was annoyed by it.
Yeah. But there, it was such a big deal at the time and continued to be. I mean, they, in Arkansas, it's like they are still completely tore up over it.
Well, he moved from, you know, Lepinto, Arkansas, which is not close to Fayetteville, but to Bentonville, where he played high school, which is like 20 minutes from campus. And like Mike Anderson said, he's been recruiting him from the ninth grade. So he's known him, and he's gotten to know the teams and stuff. And then, you know, that radio host that said that certain favors were done for Monk, and everything was done thinking that he's coming there, and they felt led on, and then right at the last minute, he drops them and heads to Kentucky.
Even his brother seemed offended that he would go somewhere else.
Yeah. Which, all right, I get it. You're upset that he went somewhere else. But then you just get over it because it's his life, not yours. He owes you nothing. What makes you think that him playing basketball...
Just because you're born somewhere.
Yeah.
Too. And also, like, I don't know. I would never and have never... There's two very prominent football players from the state of Kentucky that either are at Alabama right now or headed there next year.
Yeah.
How could you possibly... think anything of those kids other than, my God, they got the opportunity to play for a team that's going to compete for a national championship for sure.
Yeah, Damian Harris is playing in his second national championship game Monday night.
Yeah.
You're going to fault a kid for doing that instead of going to the Tax Slayer Bowl? Come on.
Which was a giant surprise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so how do you, you know, Malik Monk is a special talent who will play at the next level, could probably get his own shot there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a place, I mean, if it's Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, any of those schools, how do you fault him?
Yeah.
How do you
any
fault
of them
him?
Over Arkansas? Yeah. Look, Arkansas, I'm sure is great, but Calipari has a proven like program. It's like a course on going to the NBA. This was the prep school for going to the NBA. We teach you things. The media attention is similar to that. It's the scrutiny, the way you have to handle yourself, how quickly you have to become an adult and be mature, how serious you have to be about taking practice. I mean, it's a course. Hey, Ben Simmons didn't get that at LSU.
Yeah.
Definitely did not get it there. They didn't even wind up finishing classes. So that, I mean, if that is laid out in front of you, that's why Hamidou Diallo picked UK last night. Over Connecticut. Connecticut was like, come on, you can play right now. You could start in R5 right now. He's like, well, I'd rather practice with Kentucky and then wait and play next season because they have a plan for me to be a top five pick or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you could complain about it being about all the NBA, but every kid is all about the NBA. That's what they, when they're five-star guys, they're already seeing their names in future NBA draft projections, and they want the quickest path.
Why wouldn't that be the goal for you? My God, if you were given that talent and had that ability, why wouldn't that be the goal for you? And get there as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah. Here's a little 9-month window for me to make my career playing basketball and be very, very well off. Financially free. Never worry about anything else. And I have like 9 months to do it right, to get to the right spot in the draft so that I'm guaranteed 3 years of money that will change my life forever. You don't want to screw up those 9 months.
Yeah.
You want to go to the best place you can. Also, Jed Wills, I mean, he's looking at playing for Alabama in the national championship. One of the next 4 years, you got to think. Yeah, he's grown up right here a couple miles away from UK, from Commonwealth Stadium. But you can't fault it. He's got NFL dreams.
Yeah.
Starting offensive lineman for Alabama has a really good chance of making it to the NFL.
And once again, I think it goes without saying, but obviously you can go play basketball at Arkansas and end up in the NBA. You can play football at Kentucky and end up in the NFL without question.
Yeah.
But it's a much easier path to go to one of those type of schools. For sure.
Yes. Like Damian Harris averaged 7 yards a carry this season. Does he average 7 yards a carry at UK? Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't, but his chances of getting a chance, like I think you're at Alabama, I think you're given 2 yards as soon as you get the ball.
Yeah.
Because you would have to trip to not get 2 yards. So then it's up to you.
So really only average 5.
Right. So your chance, I mean, they just have the track record more than anything of running backs going in the NFL. So you cannot fault Malik Monk. But I mean, was Kyle Macy a jerk for leaving his state to come to Kentucky? You know, or Dan Issel for, you know, not playing for the University of Illinois or Northwestern or...
Yeah. No.
No.
And we'll get into some more of the trash talking that went on between some...
Yeah, Justin Moore.
Some Arkansas...
The country singer.
Who has, by the way, deleted...
Everything that he said.
Everything from last night.
So if you missed it last night, will tell you what he said, but you can't go to at Justin Cole Moore on Twitter and find the dumb things that he said, all based on Monk not choosing Arkansas as his school. And we'll take your calls, 381-1313. Steve is on the line, and we'll get to you next after the break, Steve, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller. My world is driving me crazy.
My world? What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
When we ring in the new year, we also make resolutions for our personal fitness and health. This year, why not make some resolutions for your office? At Hearst Group, they're ready to help you keep your office resolutions for better productivity and service. From the boardroom to the bathroom, Hearst Group has been locally owned for over 90 years, so they can help you keep those office resolutions. Go to HearstGroup.net or 500 Buck Place in Lexington. Happy New Year from the Hearst Group.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again. Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Clare. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Clare at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio.
It's alive!
1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What is the name of this song?
You look like you need a drink.
You look like I need a drink right now. Oh, God. He is the reason I don't listen to today's country hits. Ruining country. I would consider him the antichrist of country. Whereas, you know, Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, up for album of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
Not in country music. Album of the year of all music.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Versailles is Sturgill Simpson. Chris Stapleton from Johnson County, Paintsville. Yet, Justin Moore said that he's way more famous than any UK fan.
And then I had to go and figure out who Justin Moore was.
Exactly. I'm like, why are people tweeting this guy? What's this matter? And then you see from him, I've sold over 2 million albums. How many you sold, bro? That's what I thought.
Ooh.
It all started with, he just puts this out there. Justin Moore tweets this during the game last night that clearly he's watching. He says, I wonder, from a human element perspective, does Malik Monk feel good about beating, parentheses at the moment, the state that raised him? Hashtag sad if true.
No, he feels terrible about it. Because any human being couldn't bear the thought of that.
And I thought Malik had parents. I didn't know he was a ward of the state of Arkansas. That it's, you know, it's government offices were responsible for his upbringing. Wasn't aware of that. So apparently he owes the state quite a bit.
Yeah, he owes them something now. Yeah. He should have thrown the game last night if he had a heart, if he was a human being.
That line of thinking.
I know.
So
and then you back it up by deleting every tweet.
Yeah.
After he, like, you know.
They're all gone, yeah.
Trolled on people last night and, you know, thought he was such a big deal, and now he's deleted everything.
He picked the wrong fan base.
He sure did. And if he truly is sounds like he's a huge Arkansas fan. Well, at this point, he would know, mm-hmm. you would think, that you probably don't mess with
BBN
on Twitter.
No. There are maybe like five fan bases that are just will go insane on you.
Yeah.
That you really don't have to say anything too incendiary. You go a little outside the lines on something and it comes across as criticism, they're jumping on you. This stuff and you're dead.
Yeah, done.
I mean, his Wikipedia page has already been recreated with all kinds of songs about, like, can't get Monk off my mind, and you look like I need a monk.
You look like I need a monk.
And here is the dumbest thing about it for Justin Moore, who is, by the way, way more famous than any UK fan. Way more famous than you. Such a much bigger deal. He sold so many albums that one of his big shows coming up is at the 5,000-seat Corbin Arena on January 19th. In February, he's playing NKU, Northern Kentucky University, and Murray State. So he has three shows over the next 30 days in the state of Kentucky. Not at Rupp Arena or the Yum Center, at the Corbin Arena, Murray State University, and NKU. That's where he's playing. But, you know, he's way more famous than any UK fan like Ashley Judd or Chris Stapleton or Josh Hopkins or Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
And John Michael Montgomery. I mean,
he's not even the most famous country singer fan.
And such a spineless guy that he doesn't even stand by it. He deletes it this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe he went to bed after the game and didn't realize the fire that he had started.
But he deleted it from the time that I drove here to the radio station till the time I checked again.
Oh.
They were up this morning still, at 8:30.
So he woke up and went, oh, man. Or he woke up and he had five voicemails from his agent. Or his manager.
Like, don't you know we're playing the Corbin Arena next week?
Yeah. Or like his brother-in-law called him and who manages his, you know, business. Said, hey, man, all that stuff you say about UK, man, that was dumb. I don't know if you've seen the tour dates, but we're in Corbin in like 2 weeks, dude. Delete that because you look like I got to take a drink now. Messing with my money. All right, Steve has been waiting patiently through all of this.
Sorry, Steve. Thank you for waiting.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing over the impersonation. That's terrible. I mean, the thing about it, like, you know, I do photography on the side and everything, and, like, You know, one of the things about it, like having an online presence, I really abstain from doing too many like political and sports posts and everything just because I want future clients.
Yeah.
And it's just
exactly.
Like, that's what makes the whole thing dumb to me. It's like, you're playing in that state in like, when is it, this, like a couple weeks or something?
Yeah, he's playing three times over like the next 30 days from January 19th to February 23rd, I believe. He has three concerts in this state.
Why are you ticking this state off?
Yeah.
You've got three shows. It's just stupid. Yeah, but for nothing else. So, yeah, he's out. Feel a bit sorry for him.
And, you know, it would be what, like NKU, all right, if he went up there, that's a different type of crowd that you're going to get at the Corbin Arena.
Yeah.
So if I'm him, I'm maybe a little concerned about showing up at the Corbin Arena after saying what he said about Kentucky.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. The people who do show up, I mean, I'd wear like a UK jersey or something. And like,
well, they would probably have been wearing that anyways.
Though. Yeah.
Say what?
They would have been wearing that anyways, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, but I would chant like on you and K during on you and K during the show. You know, like make it uncomfortable for them.
But well, see, like, I wonder how many tickets they've sold. See, because it's 5,000 seats. If they've sold it out, then that means everybody really wanted to see him. So now you got this ticket that you paid for, and you don't want to sabotage a ticket that you paid for. You wanted to go see him play, and now you're going to sabotage that. Or you go, well, I already spent the money. I didn't know he was a jerk.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have to go off on him. And then he's only 5'4". I mean, man.
Programming suggestion, play a Chris Stapleton song on when you guys come back from break. Now.
We'll do that.
You know,
we'll
put a little Kentucky in there. You know, real country music.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, well, I was actually at the game last night. First off, what's scary, that was considered, quote-unquote, our off night, and we still won by, like, what, 20-some? I mean, that was a good game for us to go through just because I think, you know, they did a lot of stuff to try and, like, poke us and make us angry and try and get in our face and do, like, a lot of half-court defenses and that. And to be honest, I think from a learning, growing experience, that game was very good for us last night. And probably good for Malik, too. You know, he'd go through something like that. Because he'll have games like that either here as a pro where, you know, it's going to be a very personal situation for him. He's just, he's got to get used to that. So, overall, I think.
And, you know, we're still talking about a 15-8 night. That's just how good Malik Monk is. Like, we're praising Derek Willis for having 15 points.
Yeah.
And then saying Malik Monk had an off game because he's just that good.
I mean, the team played very well. I'm telling you, by March, if they could get that and rebounding and figure out how to, like, get around the half-court defenses, I really think they'll be in good shape. Really, I could see it being one of the top four teams in the tournament. Because the thing is, they're so young. I think their tendency is just run, and teams are just not going to allow that to happen, or they're going to try to slow them down as best as they can. But I think once they start getting more of these, they're going to get better and get more prepared for it.
Justin Moore just tweeted, "All the smack talk was in good fun last night. In all sincerity, good win, UK fans, and best of luck the rest of the way. Love the state of Kentucky."
That's what he said. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He
had voicemail from his publicist.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brutal. He should have said nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. Now that shows he has no soul. He stands for nothing. He doesn't even stand by his convictions that, by God, born and bred in Arkansas, you stay in Arkansas.
And 2 weeks ago, he tweeted, "I wonder what Arkansas basketball would look like if all the players that were from Arkansas played here."
Yes.
Hashtag no loyalty.
He has a conviction.
So he is definitely, this wasn't a nice ribbing.
No. This was a deeply held belief. That this is just wrong that kids from Arkansas leave our state and they don't have loyalty or pride about Arkansas and go elsewhere and help them beat us.
Not on my watch.
Ain't right, Mary Jo. Ain't right.
In all seriousness, though, best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, y'all.
I hope you win every game from here on out. I'll be rooting for you.
Good win, guys. Great. Great job whipping our butts like that with one of our guys. That was good.
Who got them first, the agent or the brother-in-law? That's the real question.
Oh, Lord.
That's hysterical. And by the way, how about Mr. Grayson Allen last night, you know?
I mean...
Listen, I've seen Ric Flair matches in my life. That's a mule pit. You know, that was just pure and simple what that was.
Yeah, and speaking of publicists, or phone calls about comments, Mike Krzyzewski clearly had a conversation with Seth Greenberg, who went on ESPN last night. After Greenberg had, you know, destroyed the actions of Grayson Allen previously. And then after what happened last night, he does a complete 180 on it.
Yeah.
And says, and then he tweeted this morning, "I have been on both sides of the equation with Grayson. It is called being honest. Funny how one perceives it depending on one's agenda." No, it's not an agenda.
It's not an agenda.
It's happened 3 times. He was just suspended for it. This is his second game back from the suspension, and something that looks like tripping or dirty play happens again. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. He earned not to get the benefit of the doubt. If it looks possible that he might have done it, he probably did, because we've already seen him do it a bunch.
Like the third time Draymond Green kicked somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right. It wasn't an accident.
Nope.
Tossed his team the NBA Finals.
Hey, thanks, Steve. We got to get to a break. Happy New Year, my man.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Justin Moore.
Oh, that
all the smack talk was in good fun last night. In all sincerity,
you knew that,
UK
right?
Fans.
You knew that.
Yeah. Well. Clearly, those shows in Corbin, Murray, and NKU are not sold out yet. We've got to take a break. 381-1313 if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
It's the big January inventory clearance sale going on now at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at inventory clearance prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89, and window tinting only $59.95. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price. So call or come in and tell us what you want. We have it at January inventory clearance prices and get up to 12 months no interest financing. All right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle. It's the big January inventory clearance sale at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters going on now.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There we go. That's real country right there. That's the good stuff. I wish he wouldn't have said what he said about Obama so that that could still be the Monday Night Football theme song. Hank Williams Jr. gets a little political sometimes, and his opinions get out there, and he compared Obama to Hitler, and ESPN said, well, we're taking your song off Monday Night Football. But that was a great opening to Monday Night Football.
And it had been for years.
And now we got, well, Sunday Night Football, Carrie Underwood. Oh, Sunday night. Oh, my gosh. It's a football game, Carrie. We already went to church. Good grief. She does have a nice pair of legs, though.
She got a good set of gams on her.
She does. Twitter is on fire this morning. John Calipari just now tweeting, team lifts at noon and then walkthrough and dinner tonight. I'm going to Mass and then watch my Steelers. I'll meet the team tonight. YOLO.
And you know who came up with YOLO? You know who created that?
Was it Josh Green, our producer?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was Drake.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Drake, I didn't know. Drake created YOLO.
I just promoted it.
I did not know that. YOLO's kind of done, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's over with. Like, nobody says YOLO.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. But then you only live once. What do you mean? You only watch the Steelers once in your lifetime? On the TV at home? In the playoffs? I don't know.
YOLO's more of a, I'm going skydiving today.
Right.
YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna go through a walkthrough. I'm gonna go to Mass and I'm gonna have some dinner. Right. YOLO.
Yeah. No, that's you're doing a Sunday afternoon like most of us. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Maybe he meant go Steelers and it came out YOLO. Autocorrect went to YOLO. I don't know. Drake probably told him to sell it.
Just as a side note, I believe the Steelers are now up to a 12.5-point favorite, which in the playoffs
is big.
Seems like a lot. Mm. But both games yesterday went
pretty much how
anyone would think they would, and they weren't good.
They were not good. Well, you knew the Raiders, no quarterback. I mean, they were down to number three, Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, someone pointed out that had Connor Cook been available in the NFL draft, that's who the Cowboys were going to take over Dak Prescott. Like, on their board, their next selection was Connor Cook, not Dak Prescott. But the Raiders slid in there and took Connor Cook, and so they went to Dak.
Jeez.
Ooh, Cowboys fans would be salty if Connor Cook was who was playing right
now. Well, Romo would be playing.
Yeah.
Would be back playing.
During all that time he missed.
And they'd be out of the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Good grief. Jadeveon Clowney.
But I was just going to say, did you see the interception?
Yeah. I mean.
Because that was one of the more athletic plays you'll see on a football field by a guy of that size.
He is a freak. And then afterward, they were interviewing him. And he is standing next to Darren Woodson. Is it Darren Woodson or Charles Woodson who's on the show? Like ESPN's?
Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Charles Woodson. So it's like Charles Woodson, Randy Moss, Trent Dilfer, and Hasselbeck. All NFL players. And Jadeveon Clowney is standing next to him. He looks like Andre the Giant. I mean, he's two of any of those guys.
Yeah.
Just a monster. And to be able to do what he does. And then the Lions, you knew that the Lions weren't going to win in Seattle. Forget that.
No.
And today, Miami doesn't have Ryan Tannehill. They got Matt Moore as their quarterback.
And this will be the first playoff game that Pittsburgh has had their big three all playing at the same time.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Big Ben. So It's tough to see Miami getting that one.
Yeah. The game today, clearly. Giants-Packers.
Yeah, the game of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Truly, yeah. And watch that be just not.
Oh, I hope it lives up to it. It's supposed to be like 8 degrees, wind chill in the negatives, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning.
This would be a perfect Tim Mastey-type game.
Yeah.
And he's not there anymore.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. 381-1313 is the number to call. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Hey, Jack.
What's the temperature in Lexington? We are in Orlando heading towards Tampa this evening for the game. It's 37 degrees here, so I don't know what in the world we came down here for to escape the cold.
Well, you're still 27 degrees warmer than we are. But
you don't
go to Florida for 37 degree weather.
No.
It was 8 when I scraped my windshield this morning.
Let me give you a bit of advice. Go see Hidden Figures. It's unbelievable.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the movie about the NASA, right?
Yeah, the three black women, the mathematicians. It's just really good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'll just talk a little bit of SEC basketball. We were watching the Kentucky-Arkansas game. We had nothing to do in Orlando yesterday. We were just flipping back and forth. My friend flew down here Tuesday to spend some time with him. He fell asleep. I mean, Mary Jo, you said this last year. The SEC basketball is absolutely still unwatchable.
I tried yesterday, in between other sporting events. I tried to watch Missouri Georgia, and I'm a Mizzou alum. I couldn't make it 30 seconds on that game. Then I tried Texas A&M South Carolina. And those are two of what you would are supposed to be the better teams. I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't watch it.
And this is what should be concerning. I'm sure it is. I'm not the only one that feels this way, I'm sure. But this has got to be – you can't gauge how good Kentucky is against this competition. You really can't.
No.
No.
That's why we were kind of talking yesterday that Kansas game coming up here in a couple of weeks is really the last chance they have to really show – what they're made of.
And that's in Rupp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If that's a neutral court, that could be a heck of a ball game.
you don't think Kansas will give them a game in Rupp Arena?
I think they'll give them a game. I just think it would be more of a game, perhaps, on a neutral court.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an Alabama fan. They're cautiously optimistic. I think Clemson might get them, the revenge factor, but this defense is awfully nasty, so I think it's a coin flip almost.
It is, but I do expect it to be a good game. I'm really looking forward to watching it tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
You're not
going to
see 45-40.
No, you wouldn't think so. No.
No. Okay, well, stay warm, and I'll be back and talk to you next week.
Hey, Jack, you stay warm in Florida.
Yeah.
Sorry. that is not great.
I'll try. Thanks.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, you don't go all the way down there for it to be 40 degrees.
No. And there's a problem. I mean, it becomes a problem down there in Florida when it gets that cold, like fish die and stuff. It's because it usually doesn't get that cold. And when it does, it's an issue. It affects a lot of things, like the orange crop and all that stuff. So they're not used to it. But, yeah, you don't want to be watching the national championship game at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa and be wearing a parka, you know, gloves and a toboggan. That's not what you think about in Florida for a national championship game.
But very cool to be able to go, right? I mean, Jack calls our show quite a bit, so...
Yeah. Roll Tide.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome. It's one of those things, like, if you are, you know, us, right? And you're a Kentucky football fan or a Missouri football fan. Like, if they're in the national championship game.
And you roll.
You better find a way to get there.
Right.
Because you might never know. But if you're an Alabama fan, you're like, should we go this year? You want to wait till next year.
Yeah.
Well, we went 2 years ago. I guess we can go. The beauty of being an Alabama football fan.
Yes. All right, before we go to break or on the way to break here, let's hear John Calipari talking about games are going to get testy because this game was testy at times. We already mentioned some of the things Arkansas and Kentucky. I mean, the step on Briscoe was clearly intentional. And then what happened to Monk getting kind of a jab to the midsection was also looked very intentional. And then Bam Adebayo mixing it up underneath. And that's what brought Calipari and Mike Anderson off the benches to make sure that their players didn't get in a fight because it was heading that way. And so here's what Calipari said, and we'll come back. Take your calls, 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So my thing is, look, you know, games are going to get heated. They're going to get testy. And we do not respond. That's how we are. And these kids are so young, the first reaction is they get bumped or pushed. They want to push back. You can't. You put your arms up and you walk away. And it was a great lesson. Look, Arkansas is a terrific team. They're 25 in the RPI. They've played well. They have a great record, you know, 12-3 now. And they're a physical team, and so are we, and it got a little testy, but that's what it is. These guys all like those guys. Like, Malik knows them all. He didn't have any issue with anybody on that team. And so, you know, we shot the ball pretty well. Didn't shoot it well from the three, but Derek did, so, which was good for us. Derek and Michael.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown, to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case, to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See how that plays out here as Barford gets pushed by Fox and stumbles over Briscoe.
Got to be careful a little bit. Barford, I'm not saying intentionally stepped on Briscoe, but was right there, and his foot came down and another foot, and Fox didn't like it. Briscoe, only a sophomore, but taking leadership, getting Fox away. So Briscoe takes the charge. Now watch. Kind of foot, just a tangle up.
Well, let me say this. My team won't be bullied. This isn't that kind of team. I mean, the issue is, It gets you more focused and sharper and more disciplined. That's what good teams are. You're not going to bully us into a loss. That's not how these kids are. You think about who's on this team. And so, you know, they'll fight back. But, again, these are all teaching moments. I got all freshmen and sophomores. Teaching moments. You don't respond that way. This is how you respond.
Won't be bullied.
Yep.
And they weren't.
No.
Fox immediately took up for Briscoe. Well, I mean, Briscoe's laying there on the floor, pretty defenseless. Guy clearly steps on him. Fox saw it and reacted. I mean, I guess because Fox pushed him, that has to be a foul, right? That's why there's
and,
double
and I think they also do double technical just to say, like, listen, neither I don't want either one of you to react.
Right.
And I think they do that for the most part now all the time. Unless it's just a blatant one person reacting and the other one not at all.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, they're always going to double technical with that.
And I don't know why you're able to get away with that. I guess you can sell that we weren't inside your head. Don't really know if you meant to take a step onto that player. Like, it's clear that he knew what he was doing, but because you can't really prove it that it was intentional, because I think it's more serious. You could break somebody's ankle, you know, injure somebody that way. And if you're intentionally trying to injure somebody, then you need to be thrown out of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing somebody is a foul. It's not thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
So when you do something like that, it should be more serious. Double technical doesn't work for me, I don't think. Doesn't do enough for whatever the guy's name is, Barford, mm-hmm. Buford. So,
but I do, I mean, I do like to say, you know, that the coach saying, listen, mm-hmm. don't try it.
And it gets us more focused, which it did. From that point forward was where Kentucky took off and blew Arkansas out of the water.
Listen, Cal had some great moments himself last night.
Yeah.
With Isaiah Briscoe. Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Come here.
He's great to listen to. He is. Now, Fox was asked about that situation with Briscoe and how he handled it was, you know, he was clearly told, don't talk about that deal.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that. But here is De'Aaron Fox. First, he's talking about Monk and kind of how that opened things up for him. And then on spending more time in the gym, because Calipari said that he's making Fox come in before practice.
Not by choice.
Right. Stay after practice and do more and spend more time in the gym to get better. And then finally, he talks about the Briscoe situation. Here he goes.
Like with Malik struggling in the first half, scoring wise.
I mean, for me, I didn't see it as slack. Even if he's not making shots, teams are still going to guard him. So it's like just kind of use him as a decoy. Go his way. They're not going to help. And most of the time, it was one-on-one, me and my defender, and I think I win that battle a lot.
Kyle said you've been doing a lot of extra work, not by your own choice. He's commanded you, to do that?
No, you just got to see it. You have to see it to just see me and Coach Payne's relationship. But, I mean, I've been in the gym a lot more. Started making free throws again. I was efficient today, and I think it was due to that. And it's a lot of conditioning in those workouts. So today I was never tired today. Yeah, it showed.
What was your
never
view tired. Of the fracas under the basket?
I mean, game gets chippy, so it's nothing too serious. Just guys out there playing with emotion. At the end of the day, you want that.
You think Isaiah was stepped on deliberately?
I don't know. I can't say anything about that. Just I got my guys back, and I know they have mine.
Won't be bullied. Yeah, he wasn't gonna go there.
Yeah, I think I won the battle against my defender most of the time tonight.
Yeah.
Let me just...
I was never tired. How many minutes did he play?
Let me just tell you the world I have to live in being married to a Louisville fan.
Mm, yeah.
Who last night, after the first half, said, well, I guess you guys get to keep De'Aaron Fox another year. And I said, ha, ha, ha. He's like, seriously, he ain't ready to go.
He ain't ready to go.
To which Sam was like, are you crazy? And he's like, yeah, I don't think any draft boards have him go on. So I proceeded to look up every draft board I could think of. And I'm like, well, the lowest I found was 10. Most of them are higher. But Thanks, honey.
Career high, 27 points, 10 of 16 shooting, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and he says he never got tired in playing 36 minutes last night. More on the other side of this break from the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
By next thing you know, number 42 from Clemson, a guy is tackled on the ground. And he's like, hey, whoa, wait, is that a finger? How'd that get there?
The Dan Le Batard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
End your day with SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil.
I need Stan. It's the two of us who makes this work.
You have a way with words, my friend.
I've been told that from time to time.
I think we're in for something special.
End your day on a surprise.
He's everywhere else. And now he's on SportsCenter. Kevin Hart.
He is all fired up to be here. David Spade.
DJ Khaled.
It's a major key to get me on this show, trust me.
End your day on a highlight. SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil. Weeknights, 1 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Number one, Alabama. Number two, Clemson. The College Football Playoff National Championship, presented by AT&T. Alabama storms into Tampa as the defending national champions and winners of 26 straight. Clemson fell to the Tide in last year's national championship and has had revenge on their minds all season long. Alabama, Clemson. Coverage begins tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
The difference between you and me? I tell it like it is, you tell it how it might be.
Repeat the technique.
That damn Max coming, I know he's going to be smiling tomorrow.
They are frequently a laughing stock.
And oh, by the way, had the temerity, the unmitigated gall, to sit up there and bloviate about this stuff, and you ain't even in first place. Wow! Shut the hell up!
Catch those vapors, Stephen A.
The debate starts here. First Take, now on don't ESPN, weekdays at 10.
Oh, no, just stop it!
NBA on ESPN Radio.
Knocked away by Gibson. Parents to Butler. Butler down court. Throws it down with two hands.
Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, and the Chicago Bulls head to the Garden to face Carmelo Anthony, Derrick Rose, and the New York Knicks.
Great lob and a throwdown by Carmelo Anthony.
Coverage begins Thursday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and now on the ESPN app. Presented by GNC.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Seahawks won their 10th straight home playoff game and extended the Lions' postseason misery. In the NFC wildcard game, Thomas Rawls rushed for a franchise playoff record 161 yards. That includes a four-yard touchdown run. Russell Wilson threw for 224 yards and a pair of TDs. Seahawks sacked Matt Stafford three times, held the Lions to a pair of field goals. Seattle handing Detroit a ninth straight postseason loss 26-6. Up next for Richard Sherman and the Seahawks, a visit to Atlanta in next weekend's divisional round.
Oh, you know what the challenges are. You know, Matt Ryan, Julio, they got a few great playmakers. You know, they got the running back, Devontae. You know, they got a lot of playmakers. They've been a number one offense, so they give a lot of people trouble. So we look forward to the challenge.
In the AFC wildcard matchup, the Texans defeated the Raiders 27-14. Texans say quarterback Brock Osweiler will start against either the Patriots or Chiefs next weekend. Today, the Steelers host the Dolphins in the AFC wildcard matchup. And in the NFC wildcard, it is the Giants at the Packers. The Chiefs will try and extend Coach Andy Reid's contract this offseason, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. NBA, Russell Westbrook, 32 points, 17 rebounds, 11 assists. First player with 10 30-point triple-doubles in a season since Michael Jordan with the 1988-89 Bulls. Westbrook and the Thunder topped the Nuggets 121-106. 42 for Jimmy Butler. Bulls rallied from a 19-point deficit, took care of the Raptors 123-118 in overtime. Celtics over the Pelicans 117-108. 38 points for Isaiah Thomas.
Don't miss Mike Golic Jr., Lewis Riddick, David Pollock, Ryan Clark, and Paul Feinbaum. Plus Bucks QB Jameis Winston. It's Mike and Mike at the National Championship in Tampa. Monday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Fox will check in for him. Big hop, Euro step, and count it. For De'Aaron Fox, he'll head to the free throw line.
They need energy in Rupp Arena, and there wasn't much there early, but De'Aaron Fox just kept attacking, and look at all the maroon jerseys, red jerseys back defensively, but Fox, with his triple-double in his pocket against Arizona State, attacked. There's got to be some kind of movement in this Kentucky offense and defense to get this crowd in it and get this building rocking.
They started pressing Fox, so, you know, he just started shooting layups, so, you know, he was up. But five, and then at one point we look up, we're up 15. So, I mean, you know, they started pressing Fox, and, you know, he was just shooting layups.
That was Bam Adebayo there talking about how Kentucky pulled away. They started pressing Fox. You get up on De'Aaron Fox, and he's going to go by you. He is so fast.
So
gosh,
fast.
Gosh, he's fast.
Now, listen, if we are to nitpick, I would say the couple of things I took away is Bam needs to hit his free throws.
Yes.
And
he was 5 of 10.
Yeah. And really that, you know, the Louisville game kind of came down to that a little bit too.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
And Wenyan, he's just not there yet.
No. And Calipari made a comment about how he missed his first outside shot. So then when he got a second chance at that shot, he passed on it, and instead he walked and caused a turnover. And
you can't play like that. If you miss one, you got to shoot it again.
You got to keep going. But Adebayo only taking 5 shots. That would be my nitpick.
Yeah. You've got to go inside.
Yeah. You only have 5 shots. Now, I mean, stuff was open for Fox, clearly. But they just got to get it in there more. Just force the ball into Bam more, because I mean, we see what he does.
That has to be a focus.
Yes, it has to be. But you know what? That 2015 team, you know, with Carl Towns, it didn't really develop that post game where Towns became so dominant until later in the year, like into late February, March. And that's why they lost against Wisconsin, is because the plan was to go to him the way they went to him against Notre Dame, to put the game away, and the Harrison twins just couldn't do it, and so they, you know.
Or wouldn't do it.
We don't want to go down that road. No. But Bam has got to get the ball more, for sure. And that's our complaint in a 26-point win over
Arkansas. I know. You got to find something.
Yeah. You do. But something that they put up, something that I had yesterday that we didn't use, I forgot to mention this, that I didn't even know. This is the first time I had seen it. That's pretty unbelievable.
If this is what I think it is, I brought this stat up last night talking to my husband, going, I can't believe that. Is it the dunks?
Oh, no, it's not the dunks.
Okay.
It's not on Bam. It's that Kentucky is 201 wins and 3 losses under John Calipari when leading by at least 10 points at any time throughout the game. So at any time, Kentucky gets a 10-point lead in the game.
Which was 30 seconds in last night.
No, 10, it wasn't. 10 yeah. point. Yeah, okay. 10-point lead. If Kentucky ever gets up by 10, they have won 201 now to 3 losses. And the 3 losses were all SEC road games. So remember the Auburn game?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Pearl did that. And then remember they were up like 21 on Tennessee?
Yes.
I do not remember the other one. But
do the dunk stat, because that shocked me a little bit. We didn't talk about this yesterday.
Well, the dunks, he has 43 plus whatever he got last night. I don't know what he got last night. But, at least 2.
So that's pretty much on pace.
With Anthony Davis, who had 92, which is the record for most dunks in a single season. So, yeah, he's going to be close to getting Anthony. It's going to be close at the end of the season. He had what, maybe, did he have 2 dunks last night? He had 2 that I can remember.
2 I can remember.
Right off. I don't know if he caught a lob or not.
That one, the and one.
Mm-hmm. He had the and one, and then he had another one earlier in the first half. So, at least 45 halfway through the season, which is close to halfway to 92. Yeah, I mean, there is a possibility that Monk breaks Meek's 3-point record, most 3-pointers in a single season, and Fox breaks
the assist record, right?
The assist record set by Tyler Ulis, and then Bam breaks Anthony Davis's dunk record. So you'd be passing Ulis, and you'd pass Wall, because Wall set the record that Ulis broke last year. And you'd pass Anthony Davis, and you'd pass Jody Meeks. That's a pretty good threesome right there. Let's get to the phone, Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I actually thought about you two Friday before I had my date night with my wife.
I don't know if that's good or bad, the way you started that off there.
It was kind of funny, in a way. I was watching some old AWA wrestling, this was a broadcast from 1970, which at the time, AWA was the Premier League.
Yes.
You know, and they had Dick the Bruiser on there, and they was going to do a show in Chicago. And Dick the Bruiser said, well, I called in my cousin, the Crusher. He said, he could whip the whole Chicago Bears football team. He stopped. He said, wait a minute. He said, anybody could whip the whole Chicago Bears football team. He said, we got a show next week in Minneapolis. We'll just fight the Vikings. And I love it because we got you both right in there.
That
was great, you know.
That was when we played each other to end the season.
Yeah.
The last game, the Vikings.
The most
and the
meaningless
Bears.
Game ever.
Oh, yeah. I tried to watch it. And the Bears were so horrible. Like, Barkley would keep throwing interceptions. I was like, this is the future. This is the future.
I hate to tell you this, Dan, but the Bears got bad. I don't even hardly know anybody on their team anymore.
The kid Jordan Howard is a bright spot. He broke Matt Forte's single season rushing record for rookie rushing record.
Hey, great,
so they got a good running back. Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey is a good player.
Yeah, well, now I do know Alshon Jeffrey.
Danny Trevathan on defense. I mean,
he's been hurt.
And Leonard Floyd, the rookie out of Georgia. And those are their best players right there.
Listen, I didn't even watch that game because I'm so disgusted with what happened to my team. And then even more disgusted after when you hear them say, you know what? Sam Bradford has earned it. Like, at least you have a draft to look forward to.
Yeah.
We traded away all our draft picks for freaking Sam Bradford.
That's right.
We don't get anything.
That's right.
We get nothing this year.
No, 0 draft picks?
Well, no, we don't have 0 first round draft picks.
Yeah.
What did I say, though, guys? What did I say 6 game ago? Did I say the pack was going to win out?
You said the pack was going to win out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did. And then you know. Now, this, I really can't believe this myself, being a Packers fan. But it was, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday in the paper. The betting line right now in Las Vegas, well, that day, was the Packers to win it all. I thought, where did this come from?
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Packers are the favorite. Yeah.
It blew my mind. Listen, the pack is good, but their defensive back, I mean, right side is just so weak. It's pitiful. But, you know, a lot of Sam Shields, you got a rookie and a second-year guy, you know, playing in, you know, in the deep back. And the problem is Green Bay can't stop people from scoring. If they stop people from scoring, they could beat anybody. But it's their defensive back that really scares me. I think they will, pretty confident, they will beat the Giants and Lambeau. Mm-hmm. But if they win that, don't they have to go to Dallas?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough one. And see, I grew up when Green Bay in the 60s, when Green Bay and Dallas was the two teams, and I hate Dallas still to this day with a passion. It's like I told you, I always liked Chicago. They was all right, you know.
Yeah.
Minnesota's all right. But Dallas just gets under my crawl for some reason. I guess it's because when I was growing up, you know.
Packers fans and Cowboys fans don't work together.
No, never have and never will. I had a brother-in-law. We hardly ever spoke. it's just the way we are. But, hey, I got me a bunch of good Packers stuff. I got this wall placard. It's really neat. And it says all I need is Green Bay football and my dog.
Oh, there you go.
I'm proud of it.
What are you fixing for the game tonight?
Well,
I got to know.
I'm going to cook today because yesterday I'm too old to be doing this, and I'm going to warn y'all, when you get as old as I am, don't be out running in the snow chasing your dog because I fell and broke four ribs.
Oh, man.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, so I just pulled some stuff out of deep freeze and defrosted. I got some turkey hash and a little leftover spaghetti. So that's, I decided I'm going to take it easy today.
Yeah,
you better.
Take a pain pill and hopefully stay awake during the game. I got me a pot of coffee going, so, you know.
There you go.
But, hey, listen, really missed y'all over the last couple of weeks, really did. And I hope y'all had, you know, a Merry Christmas and a good New Year. Y'all bring a lot of joy to my Sunday mornings, and I appreciate it.
Well, same to you, Joe.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, you too. Packers, I think, are going to win today. And then if they do and they play Dallas – it was already, like, this week it came out that the highest-rated TV show has been, for the eighth year in a row, the Fox Game of the Week, whatever their Game of the Week football game is, with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Can you imagine what Packers-Cowboys will draw
in the playoffs?
Week? Yeah.
I mean,
that will be one of the most watched.
Yeah.
And then in the championship game, it would be, I would think, either Dallas or Green Bay. And then Atlanta?
Yeah.
Who's going to be there? I think Green Bay, Dallas.
Seattle?
Yeah, I guess Seattle. I think Green Bay, Dallas goes to the Super Bowl. Winner there, then the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think the winner tonight between Dallas and the Giants or the Cowboys, that's who's in the Super Bowl to me. What about on the AFC? Who do you think's going? Tom Brady.
I'm going complete upset here.
You going Chiefs?
Yes, I'm going Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to get it done. And here's the reason why. I would say New England otherwise. But our buddy Adam Lefko, who covers this stuff all the time, he put out some number that says since like 1996, every team that's gone to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl, every Super Bowl winner, has had at least 25 takeaways, I think is what it is. And so he listed the teams in the playoffs that have 25 takeaways. And New England was not among them. The Chiefs were there. The Giants were there. I think the Raiders were there and maybe Houston. But good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that just maybe, because I've watched the Chiefs a few times this year, and that defense is so nasty. It just, they don't give much, and they hit you hard. I'm going Chiefs. But, I mean, it's not like I'd be surprised.
No, no one would be surprised if it's the Patriots. Of course not. No. So who do you...
Who's your Super Bowl winner?
Who's your MVP?
I think without Aaron Rodgers doing what he did, the Packers are definitely not here.
Yeah. I know.
But you could be saying the same for Matt Ryan in Atlanta.
I'm not sold on that. Matt Ryan is not on, no.
I don't think so either, but if you look at their games.
Do you have Dak in your list?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you got to, I think.
Even more so than Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I believe that some running backs are definitely special. There's no doubt. But then a lot of running backs are good because they have great linemen, and really, You just need to be a good running back. I mean, you could be a good running back and do what Ezekiel Elliott's done. For me, Emmitt Smith. Oh, Cowboys fans are going to hate me for this. Emmitt Smith is not the, you know, is he top three? No.
Mm-mm.
He leads rushing. I mean, he's the all-time leading rusher, but he's not better than Walter Payton. He's not better than Barry Sanders. Not better than Jim Brown. Heck, I think Marcus Allen was a better running back. O.J. Simpson. Neil Anderson. I'm joking about Neil Anderson.
You had to say the two of the Marcus Allen and O.J. Simpson together, didn't you?
Because
now you can't think of one without the other.
Right. But Ezekiel Elliott's definitely a talented guy.
Yes.
But it's more impressive to me what Dak Prescott has done. You take Dak out there, you put Romo in, they're not. They don't have this record.
I don't think so either.
No. So I don't know.
My vote would have been for Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like him.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of bummed to see the Raiders,
have to
go into a playoff game like that after the year they've had. Because it's just...
It's been so long for them to be good.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It really stinks. Because the Texans, to me, are just like...
No.
I mean, they have a good defense. I get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I wanted to see the Raiders.
Yeah.
It would have been great to have like another game in Foxborough when it's snowing between the Raiders and the Patriots in the championship. What was that called? Tuck rule.
Yeah.
I would say Dak. Dak's got to get it.
I think Aaron Rodgers is right up there.
And people are saying Brady, too. Yeah, Brady's been great, but he missed four games. The Cowboys have been unreal this season, and Dak has been the main reason. I would say Dak Prescott. And he's a rookie. I don't know who's won the MVP as a rookie. Anyone? Ever? We have those games, by the way, on our air today, the NFL games, here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. At 1 o'clock, it's the Dolphins at the Steelers, and then Giants, Packers. And this week, ESPN, Chris Berman, he's not coming back. he's stepping down from the NFL studio show, which to me, we've known this.
Yeah.
And he is the only thing that's good about that show. I grew up on Chris Berman, but I've grown to be annoyed by him in recent years. Like, the stuff got tired. His shtick kind of got old, got tired. A lot of times he just kind of talks, and he's not sure where he's taking the train.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of rambles a little bit. And
also, the other, without Chris Carter, Keyshawn Johnson, and Tom Jackson.
Exactly.
I can't watch it anymore.
The most important part, Ditka.
And Ditka, yeah.
Yeah.
The show is completely lost.
Yeah, I can't watch
all traction for me.
I don't watch it. Nope. But you could tell they were setting it up for that transition, that they were going to go. Maybe Berman wasn't ready to leave yet. I mean, I guess he's still going to host Monday Night Football, and he's still going to do a baseball game.
Like the Home Run Derby, I think, was he still going to do?
Like, which it couldn't be the worst thing that he's going to. Oh, my gosh. Listen, but there was nobody better. No one that I have ever watched, for me, at doing the NFL highlights. Just their NFL primetime, when it was actually came on at 7 o'clock Sunday night, and it was in between, or it led up to their game when ESPN had Sunday Night Football. And it was just him and Tom Jackson. There's not eight different voices in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the highlights and the whoop. And the names, the nicknames that Eric sleeping with Bienemy and
somewhere over Dwayne Bowe.
What was Jake Daylight coming? I got a Delhomme. I mean, those are great.
Yeah.
And nobody did that better. But as far as the rest of it, it's a little overboard now anyway. And so it's probably time for him. But ESPN's going through a transition here where I don't care for any of their NFL people. Like, Hasselbeck does nothing.
Mm-mm.
Woodson is couldn't be more boring.
I know.
Randy Moss, I mean,
they lack the personality that they used to have on there. And Randy Moss, you would think, would be one of the guys that would, but when he's in that vein,
no,
it's not.
It doesn't work.
He's that way on a competitive football field.
Yeah.
But just sitting and
Dilfer is,
I just don't.
He knows everything, by the way. Yeah. He should be coach of every quarterback that ever played the game because he has all the answers. And then when you go to NFL primetime and it's Trey Wingo is the anchor.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I loved Sean McDonough calling college basketball games. I do not like him on Monday Night Football. Him and Gruden do not have a thing.
It doesn't seem to work as good as him and Tirico.
No.
Yeah, I think Sean McDonough does a good job, but I don't feel it there either. I don't. I've seen some people think he's great and think it's an improvement over Tirico, but not for me.
It's not for me.
No.
It feels awkward and forced.
I mean, ESPN is now in its worst NFL analyst days since Sean Salisbury was employed.
Sean Salisbury.
Yeah. He was the worst. He's in the Hall of Fame of sucks the most at NFL analyst. He's the leader.
I remember when he started coming out, I had to Google who in the world Sean Salisbury was.
Played for the Vikings.
I know.
Not very well, but he played. To me, for the Bear equivalent, it would be like Mike Tomczak being the NFL analyst for them. God, I hated Mike Tomczak so bad.
Both Hasselbecks are on ESPN, and one of them didn't even play. Tim never even played, barely.
Yeah, I can't even differentiate. I'm not even sure which one.
Well, Matt Hasselbeck played, actually, and he played in a Super Bowl.
Which one is the one that, I mean, I know.
Tim is the more opinionated one.
I know that Tim is less accomplished. I know that Matt Hasselbeck was a good quarterback for the Seahawks. But when they don't have uniforms on and their bald heads are just up on TV, I don't know which one is which. Is Tim the one that does more of the show? Is he on the Sunday show?
Tim is not on the Sunday show.
That's Matt?
Yeah. Tim was more during the week. I hear him on the radio a lot.
Does Tim do the Monday Night Football thing?
No, I think that's, I don't know. Gosh, no.
Steve Young is good.
Yeah.
I liked Ray Lewis.
I loved Ray Lewis.
I thought he was good. Man, we better get to a break. And we'll get back to UK basketball. Coming up, we're going to hear from, we'll hear from John Calipari again, because he made a point with Briscoe, and that point came across. I think Briscoe learned a lesson here from Camp Cal that came out and showed itself last night. We'll do that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Is Lane Kiffin what Stugatz would be as a coach?
I think so, yeah.
Who would you be? Who do you look at in coaching and say, that's probably the guy that I would be? Because I tend toward Rex Ryan. You're full of bluster and an occasional foot fetish reveals itself.
And totally unprepared.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. A real change for your business with over 99.9% network reliability, faster internet, and superior voice for less. So call 866-928-4330 and get Spectrum Business Internet today. We've raised our speeds to 60 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. That's 10 times faster than 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get reliable business phone with unlimited long distance for only $29.99 a month. And at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day, so there are no contracts to sign. Just call 866-928-4330 and get faster Spectrum Business Internet for just $59.99 a month when bundled with Spectrum Business Voice for only $29.99 a month. With no contracts, call 866-928-4330. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you ready to have your home or office cleaned the right way the first time and every time?
Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com Lexington. The new year is here. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. The new year is the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Making misses. Adebayo gets it off to Monk, who throws it down, and Malik Monk now in double figures, and the streak continues. 15 straight in double figures.
It's what they do,
right?
They push, they push, they push. And at some point in most of these games they've played, the opponent breaks a little bit. And when they do, the Wildcats just take advantage.
They keep coming. When they keep coming like that, when they keep forcing the issue and the pace, eventually they break.
And that's what I do like about this team, and what this team will have to continue to develop is once you get up by 10, get up by 20. I mean, it's sometimes that has been an issue, not just for this team, but just under Cal. There have been times where they haven't put things away.
Now, Monk, you know, playing against Arkansas, Calipari said he kind of figured he wouldn't have that great of a game. He still had 12 points, made four shots, but he was 0 for 5 from 3, first game not hitting a 3. Brisco, 7 of 9 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's doing that, that's great because he's able to get in there and get fouled. 15 points, 8 rebounds. Well, Calipari wants him to get fouled, not get his shot blocked. And he talked about that after last game or before this game, that they were going to practice it. That they would, and they showed it on the game, some video of them having like the gladiator thing.
Shooting
to make him
the
shoot
ball
it higher. Because if he gets it blocked, then the other team usually gets it most of the time, and then it's worthless. But if he misses it, then the rebound and put back. Or he gets fouled and goes to the line.
You could notice it, though. He was noticeably shooting. Now, one time it hit, like, the very top of the backboard, and it was like, too high. Bring it back in.
But it was rebounded and put back, though.
Yes, yeah.
So here is Calipari saying, see, Isaiah, just listen to me.
Come here.
Yeah. Listen to me. This is how it works.
Okay, and he's so mad at me. When I said, you know, we've been working, making him shoot it higher. So what happened to his first two shots? They got blocked. And I said, you get another shot blocked, I'm taking you out. So now he shot him high. He missed them. But we rebounded him and dunked him. And then he made two shooting him high. Oh, he can do it, but it's, you know, he's just arguing with me like you can't, you know. And my thing, and I said to these guys in practice today, you get master something, my job is to make you uncomfortable. In Isaiah's case, he's making free throws, he's making threes, he's playing better with the ball, he's rebounding. Now you are going to shoot the ball higher on layups. I'm not telling you shoot it different. You ready? Just shoot it higher. And so he did, and it drove him crazy because we rebounded every one of his misses, and he made two. So it ended up playing out, and we'll just continue to work on it.
Yeah, UK out-rebounded Arkansas 44-29. big yeah. advantage. And then Arkansas had not been outscored in the paint all season. So Kentucky's the first team to outscore Arkansas in the paint this season, 46-32.
And that rebounding edge is something that's come along in the last, because early in the season,
they were getting out-rebounded yeah. by teams like, what, Hofstra?
Hofstra, yeah.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that's been big. Now here's something I noticed too. Kentucky has shot the 10th time in 15 games that UK has shot better than 50% from the field. And for the season, not from the three, but just all two-point field goals, Kentucky is shooting 55.5%. And this is, we're talking about them needing to get it to the post more. So that's yeah. guard-oriented yeah. team, a three-guard team shooting at 55.5%.
But they're averaging 94, 95 points a game. Like right.
You have to shoot it well to get that many points.
You have to.
And they are still number one in the KenPom rankings. And the Fox is up to fourth in KenPom's Player of the Year rankings. Pretty impressive there. But talking about this game and some of the things Kentucky did, you know, Antoine Walker, the former Wildcat, is now an SEC Network analyst. And as we go to break, we'll come back, take your calls, 381-1313. Let's hear Antoine Walker's assessment of how the Cats played here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Well, they're able to impose their will on them. I think, obviously, their depth. I mean, I think everybody came in thinking Malik Monk was going to come out and take 25 shots. But they didn't have to do that. They're a well-balanced team. Derek Willis came off the bench, gave them some offensive fire when they were struggling. But you got to give Arkansas some credit. They played them tough in the first half, only down 3 points, 41-38 at halftime. But in the second half, they jumped on them. You can't give Kentucky, and we talked about this earlier, 24 fast break points. That's where they're at their best, when they're able to do that. Then on top of that, they kill you in the paint, 46-32. So, you know, they suppose they will on them.
You know, the fact that they kill them in the paint doesn't surprise me. The way the guards penetrate for Kentucky, the fact that they dominated them on the glass, that didn't surprise me either. But the fact that Arkansas only turned it over 8 times and still allow Kentucky to have 24 fast break points, that's what Coach Cal was talking about. He knows that they're so good in transition that they don't have to go for steals. They don't have to jump out. They can still just defend, rebound, and get baskets.
Good W for them. So how about this in conference play so far? They beat Ole Miss by 23, Texas A&M by 42, and now Arkansas by 26. And Coach Cal still isn't a happy camper.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you love our military and the Kentucky veterans that serve our country, then don't miss this event.
Boots in the Bluegrass 2017.
A live concert, dinner, inspirational speaker, auction, games, and raffles, with proceeds benefiting USA Cares. Friday, January 20th at the Kentucky Horse Park Indoor Arena. Give back to our vets by attending this inspirational and patriotic evening. Tickets are $50, and each ticket purchase sponsors a vet to attend for free. Get your tickets online at bootsinthebluegrass.com.
That's bootsinthebluegrass.com.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Hey, the holidays are over. It's January. But why not continue that holiday feeling at Tony's? Great food, great service, and that family atmosphere that everyone has come to love. Right across from Triangle Park, it's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. Visit them at TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com and keep the holidays going.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
We're famous for offering the newest in Carndean PVC flooring and helping with free estimates, expert installation, and affordable financing.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone at Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 13.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, John Calipari said that they're gonna lift weights at noon. The team's gonna practice tonight, and in between, he's gonna go to mass, and then he's gonna watch his Steelers.
Well, you only live once, Dan.
YOLO. Calipari tweeted,
and I saw that Megan Calipari tweeted.
Oh yeah,
to her sister, Dad just said YOLO with the crying, the laughing till you're crying emoji.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Man. But so he said it's over. Today ends it. They're going to go out for dinner tonight. And he said, now Calipari said, not only, we'll go to Malone's, you know, have a celebratory dinner, you know. And so then he says the kids said, well, I want to go to Texas Roadhouse, which is, you know, the grade, you know, the price. The price point per plate at Malone's is higher than Texas Roadhouse. And he's like, yeah, they even want Waffle House, which is fine with Mitch because it cost him a whole lot less. That was funny. But this is what, let's listen to.
I've never left Texas Roadhouse hungry, I'll tell you that.
Kidding me? First you get the peanuts and the rolls at the
same time.
The
cinnamon butter.
Yes.
The cinnamon butter.
It's like the Homer Simpson thing. And, drool's just coming out the mouth. So you eat a roll, I have to limit myself. I only allow myself one roll. Come on.
Yeah.
Even though they come back.
Because the salad comes, right. And that's a good salad.
Even though they come by, would you like some more rolls? Well, yeah, but no. And then you house on some peanuts for a few minutes. Then the salad comes, and by the time the steak and potato gets there, you're like, geez. And then when you walk out of there, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't.
But I've always had good food there.
Oh,
always.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there's nothing. I'm not saying anything wrong with it.
No, I know.
I'm not turning down a meal from there. It's just, you know, in Calipari's mind, a nice meal to him.
Yes.
Is, you know, a steak at Malone's, which is, you know, has Chicago aged beef, you know. Nothing wrong with Texas Roadhouse's steaks. But they're not Chicago aged
yeah,
beef.
True.
And they don't cost $35.
Also, why I love Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But so Calipari said the Camp Cal is going to come to an end. And Derek Willis kind of talked about the things that he picked up from it. And it's interesting to hear him because this is his senior year. So this is his fourth Camp Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how he explains how it's helped him and his experience of it.
I mean, coming in, I didn't really like Camp Cal because, I don't know, it was just like basketball, you know, day in and day out. And I feel like I just wasn't, I mean, at the time I wasn't playing, so I feel like I wasn't contributing. I felt like I was just doing all this stuff for nothing. But, you know, now as being a junior and senior, I kind of see how important it is. It really does turn a team around. I feel like we get in better shape. We put in some new stuff. I think we kind of get like a focus on really where we want to take our team and kind of what we need to do. Everybody understands their roles even more. So, yeah, Camp Kill is great for us. And, I mean, now it's over. I feel like, you know, we just got to take what we've learned and, you know, go forward with it.
Be honest, when he was a freshman and sophomore, did you see him making the impact on this team that he has made?
Yeah, I thought he would. I thought it would be sooner, even. And I thought it would be more.
I thought there were too many good guys coming in every year that he just would never get his opportunity.
There were so many good guys. And I thought, there for a while, I thought that Calipari's theory was, if you're not a first-round NBA draft pick, you're not going to be a big part of things. You might get in and help us here or there. That's kind of the way I felt things have gone with him. So I thought, well, Willis, but then Willis would show the ability to be as good as anybody else, and you would see those things, and then he wouldn't play. And so I thought, well, not going to work out. But then he opened things up for the guards last year. So I really thought he would have a – I thought he would start this year. I thought he would get more minutes.
Kind of think he should.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think he should, too, over Gabriel. Gabriel has Gabriel a higher ceiling, obviously. But
he hasn't done anything to me, too.
No.
No. And we're not in practice. So maybe in practice he's crushing Willis. I don't know. And certainly he's more athletic and all of that, but I do think Willis should be starting.
I mean, I could, but the ceiling, the potential for Gabriel, I think it could come on and be big. And that's why I think Calipari keeps playing him the way he has. But Willis should start, in my opinion. He's a senior. He just knows more. I mean, let him get out there and feel, get in the flow of things a little bit. Because you can see what he can do. I mean, if he's doing that, Kentucky's way better.
Yeah, I agree.
With that. Now, let's hear from John Calipari about Cam Cal as it's coming to an end and kind of his thought process moving forward with practice.
Well, what I did in 14-15, when we were 38-0, we took one day a week off, and then we took another day and did individual work, weight training, or if a guy had played a lot of minutes, needed whatever treatments and stuff. So we would play two games a week, practice 3 days a week, take a day off, and then take another day as an individual work day. I may do that with this team. I don't know yet. But that would be Wednesday completely off, and Sunday would be their individual work day. I've done that with some teams. You know, if I think they're getting better and they need more individual attention than just practicing. But I'll play that by ear.
So he's looking at it like, hey, this team maybe is good enough, mature enough, that we'll do what we did with the 2015 team, which is my guess.
And he kind of said that a few weeks ago and then backed away from it.
Yes, he did. And now he's back to it again after he's seen him in Camp Cal here. So it's just shows you a little bit of what he thinks. He didn't say he's going to do it, but he's thinking about it. All right, right. We got to take a break here. As soon as we get back, we'll get to Steven. Take your calls if you want to get in here, 381-1313. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA football and basketball, and all NFL games.
on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Mary Jo, yesterday's show we talked about Harlan County's big shot this weekend, making Sports Center the game winner by Cameron Carmichael. And then Friday night, they played North Laurel, which is a very good team, and beat North Laurel, Harlan County, 17-0. And so the only team left in the state unbeaten last night, the Black Bears, go down to Perry Central, 68-52, in the YMT Mountain Classic. So there are no teams.
Undefeated no more.
No more undefeated teams in the state of Kentucky. Harlan County goes down to Perry Central. It was a rematch of last year's Mountain Classics, also won by Perry Central. And I saw Perry Central head coach Shannon Hoskins, and he was a little, you know, taken back by the moment, because he played for Bobby Keith, the legendary Clay County coach, and he mentioned how special the Mountain Classic was to Bobby Keith. And with Bobby Keith dying within the last year, he was, you know, he was saying how big of a deal it was. So that was kind of cool. But Perry Central's pretty good. I think they're probably the favorite in the 14th region. And then Harlan County has been this good. They play in the 13th region with Corbin, North, and South Laurel. So one thing I didn't mention about that I wanted to get in about the game between North Laurel and Harlan County for Friday night. Peyton Broughton, he's a EKU signee. He scored 56 points. Good grief.
It's a lot of points.
It is. Anyway, just want to throw that in there, along with Mr. Football voting deadline is this week. So the Associated Press will finalize its votes for Mr. Football this week, and we'll have a winner named within the next week or two. There are eight finalists on there, and one of them is Walker Wood from Lafayette. They've been giving out this award since 1986, and no one from Kentucky, no one from Lexington has won Mr. Football, which amazes me. Yeah. I thought for sure we would have someone in there from Lexington, but no one from Lexington has won Mr. Football. And Walker Wood is, if he is not the favorite, then he's a co-favorite with Pulaski County's Jake Johnson. Those two are the guys. Now, there are some other guys that are really good. Spencer Blackburn, the Trinity quarterback, who outplayed Walker in the state championship game. The Jamal Carruthers from Bowling Green. Bowling Green's awfully great as well. But I just think it comes down to Jake Johnson and Walker Wood.
It will.
And we'll find out who this week. All right, now to the phones. Steven is on the line. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, Steven.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I just tuned in and I was listening to you guys talking about Derek Willis.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, were you commenting on him not starting? He deserves to start more,
just in general. I think we both agree that he should be in the starting lineup right now.
Yeah. I do. Part of it is, to me, Calipari talks about his defense. And then Calipari's also a firm believer in when guys say, well, you don't play me enough, so I can't get in a rhythm or whatever. He's like, what, so you can give up more layups? Like, if you're playing poorly, I'm not going to let you play poorly more. So he doesn't believe in that. I sort of believe that sometimes kids need to feel like the chain is not so short that they can make a mistake or two, even if it is defensively, and play through it. And whereas I think he's not had that. He doesn't have that patience. He said he's not going to have it now with discipline. So Willis has to play with that discipline to stay in the game. And Calipari praised him last night. But I think Willis's confidence suffers when he doesn't get – when he gets yanked too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow him to play and he plays like he did last night, I think it makes Kentucky a lot better. That's just my take on it.
Well, he played, what, 19 minutes last night?
Yeah, 19 minutes. Had 15 points in 19 minutes.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, but I also feel like that Calipari feels like that if he has to leave Willis in the game extended period of times, that most teams will bring us to a half-court game, which he realizes we're not very good at. So, maybe that's the reason why he doesn't play Willis as much, because he does harp on the reason it's a defense. But, you know, if it's a lot of ISO that teams tend to do with Willis out there and even Hawkins, I kind of see where Calipari, you know, tends to, you know, shy away from, you know, wanting to play Willis more because he fears the half-court game that our team is able to produce, which, you know, I don't think is very good. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. But that's just the way I feel.
Well, Stephen, I would think number one, first of all, that this team has to learn how to play a little bit in the half court, because come tournament time, they're going to run into teams. Everyone's going to try to make them do that. And if you get into a situation where Kentucky isn't setting the pace and the tempo, they're going to have to figure out a way to play in the half court, even though that's not where they're most skilled at. Number two, I also feel like right now, today, Wenyen Gabriel is not that much better defensively than Derek Willis and is not giving you any offense. So at least if Derek Willis comes in, you don't suffer that much defensively from Wenyen Gabriel, but I do think you get an offensive boost. Not that this team needs more. I mean, obviously this team is scoring in bunches, but if your defense is focused on Bam, De'Aaron, and Malik, Derek Willis is going to be open all the time by himself in the corner as he was last night, and he hits those shots. And then if you make a defender guard Derek Willis, I will take Malik Monk or De'Aaron Fox one-on-one against anybody in the country.
Yeah.
So he opens things up for them if his shot has to be respected. So I just think there's more upside today to starting Derek Willis.
Especially in a half-court situation offensively for Kentucky, if you have three guards, if you've got Briscoe, Fox, and Monk out there, and you have Willis, too. He's that threat that you have to respect.
Yeah,
which
you have
spaces
to.
The floor more, which is what favors the drives that Monk, Briscoe, and Fox would be able to do. Like last year. I mean, the guard lineup is how Willis helped that team as well.
Do you think Arkansas could have went to a half-court game with us?
But see, that's not really their game.
Yeah, see, they don't coach it that way. They don't play it that way. That's not – they're kind of trained and been coached to play
– the fastest 40 minutes or whatever they call it.
Yeah, so they weren't going to not do what they do.
Yeah.
And if what they do was not good enough against Kentucky, then they were going to live with that.
Yeah.
But there's some half-court games coming up, I'm sure.
Yeah. I also feel like one of our biggest things is defensive rebounds. We need to be able to limit their second chance points and points.
Yeah,
that's every team, and that's a big weakness. Is that, you know, we may out rebound our teams, but I feel like that they get a lot more offensive rebounds than we do.
And I think sometimes it's because we're flying down the court so fast. You see the ball come off the rim, and you kind of are expecting one of the guys to grab it, but three of your guys are already halfway down the court. Which is why the transition game is so good. But, yeah, it does leave opportunities for second chance points.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Stephen.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, so coming up today, well, they go to Vanderbilt next, does Kentucky, Tuesday night at Vandy. I mean,
they showed the slate yesterday. It was like Vandy, Mississippi State. Yeah. So it was like, God, just this is so boring. Yeah. It's hard to get up for those games. It just, it is.
Hey, at least Vanderbilt's at 7 o'clock, so you won't have to stay up, you know, too late to watch that game. I'm sure Kentucky will be a double-digit favorite on the road. But who is Vanderbilt's coach again? The kid, the Drew. Is it Scott? It's not Scott Drew. It's
Homer?
No. Why can I not remember his name? Scott. It's not Scott Drew. It's Scott Drew's brother. The guy who...
The Valpo guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot Kevin Stallings coached at Pitt. And
Josh is looking it up.
And
for
I
us.
Remembered how much I couldn't stand Kevin Bryce Stallings.
Drew. Bryce
Drew.
I knew it. Bryce. Yes, Bryce Drew. So get a chance to see him coach in the SEC against Kentucky. He'll get his welcome to the SEC Kentucky moment on Tuesday. Coming up here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, NFL playoffs coverage begins at noon. 1 o'clock, it's the Dolphins and Steelers. 4:30, it's the Giants and Packers. And then tomorrow night, coverage begins of Clemson-Alabama National Championship game at 7 o'clock. And then we'll have the game for you right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Thanks for listening this weekend. Enjoy your week.
Enjoy the National Championship game, too. Have a great one.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Happy to be back. Less happy to be joined.